From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Pablo Varas Peña with your state and local news update. One of Alaska's largest fish processing plants is shutting down as COVID-19 outbreak grows, and owner Trident Seafoods struggles to test its workforce. The plant on the isolated island of Akatan is the second in the Aleutians to shut down this year. Now on the cusp of the billion-dollar pollock season, KUCB's Hope McKinney reports that fishermen and industry leaders are anxious that they might not have places to offload their catch.
Dan Martin used to make his living as a skipper, chasing schools of small fish called pollock around the Bering Sea in a big trawler. He just retired, and this is the first season in decades that he won't be fishing. But he still manages a fleet of 9 boats for a company called Evening Star Fisheries, and he knows what's going through fishermen's minds as COVID-19 races through Aleutian processing plants, where and when they'll be able to deliver their catch, or if their processing plant is next for a lockdown.
I don't know that there's a contingency plan in place for that because it's everybody's worst nightmare.
The winter fishery for Bering Sea pollock, which goes into products like McDonald's fish sandwiches, officially opened Wednesday. But not for 2 of the region's largest processors. The Trident plant in Akatan and the Unice plant in the Aleutian port town of Unalaska are both shut down. Unice hopes to have its plant reopened by the end of next week. But Trident announced Thursday morning that its Akatan plant will be closed for 3 full weeks. Martin says he's seen short plant closures before, but this is more serious.
When you're talking about an entire plant shut down for an indeterminate amount of time, that's a whole different problem.
The outbreak in Akatan has been a particularly thorny problem because of its remoteness. The island has an airport but no functional runway, so planes can't fly there. Instead, workers fly to Unalaska, then either boat directly to Akatan or take a boat or flight to another neighboring island, followed by a helicopter to Trident's plant. Trident has been an industry leader in keeping the coronavirus out of its plants through tight quarantines and other protocols, but somehow it still got in. Brent Payne leads a trade group whose vessels fish for pollock.
As we've seen by the recent outbreak in Unice and now the outbreak in Akatan, it is just a wily virus. This virus wants to replicate. It wants to pass itself on to other people.
Trident's plant has 700 workers. The company still doesn't know how big the outbreak is because it hasn't been able to get mass testing supplies to Akatan thanks to bad weather. In the meantime, many fishermen who have to deliver their fish to one of the 2 shuttered plants are able to hold off. That's because the pollock fishery operates as a cooperative, where vessels have a fixed quota of fish they can catch and deliver to a specific plant. Payne says short closures are manageable, but if the plants remain shut down for longer,
if they can't get their workforce, you know, being able to work here in the next month, you know, or the next couple months, that is a problem.
Unice officials say they think their outbreak is controllable. Tom Enlow is the company's president.
We're confident that we think that we can get this contained here. We'll know more in the next couple days as the results from the mass testing come back.
Seafood companies were largely successful in keeping the coronavirus out of their onshore plants during last year's pollock season. But the virus is now spreading at much higher rates inside and outside Alaska, where many processing workers come from. And while companies lobbied for vaccine access for their workers, Alaska chose to vaccinate its elders first. Martin, the retired skipper, says that it's unsettling to see the virus get into the Aleutian plants, knowing how seriously his company and others have taken it.
I know their management, and I know that they were as vigilant as we've been. So it almost is scarier because it's coming down to almost luck of the draw.
Pollock season is set to wrap up in early June. In Unalaska, I'm Hope McKinney.
At the end of 2020, a 36-year-old former tribal police officer died from COVID-19. He was to be buried in Kogiginek, a burial which his family in Akiachuk couldn't attend because of travel restrictions. KYUK's Greg Kim has this story about how people are finding new ways to say goodbye to their loved ones during the pandemic.
David Akvang Ivan grew up in Akiachuk, then moved to Kongiganak, where he worked as a tribal police officer. Last year, he and his family moved to Fairbanks because of his daughter's health issues. On December 20th, David tested positive for COVID-19 and was diagnosed with pneumonia. But even then, his mother, Olinka Ivan, said she wasn't worried since he called her on Christmas Day.
He let me watch his children open presents. And I thought everything was okay. But the next day he didn't wake up.
An ambulance arrived the day after Christmas to transport David to the hospital in Fairbanks. His kidney began to fail. Then other organs followed. On December 29th, his family made the decision to take him off life support. David Akfang Ivan was 36 years old. His daughter was also hospitalized with COVID-19, but has since recovered. David's body was to be buried in Kongiganak, where his wife and children will be moving back to. But his mother in Akiachuk wanted to say goodbye, so she asked Grant Aviation to do a flyby in Akiachuk with David's body before going to Kongiganak. Grant pilot Andy Fox gladly obliged. With David's body on board, he flew three circuits around Akiachuk. Olinka got to be with her son one more time, a few hundred feet below.
I was crying. I was saying, I love you.
She described David as a caring husband and father, respectful to his parents and elders, and loved by friends and family, many of whom were watching David fly over them.
When he flew over, it was like a sigh of relief, even though we didn't get to see him. At least we got to wave at him and say our farewells. I'm so thankful for that.
As the plane continued to Kongiganak, Andy Fox, the pilot, wrote on a Facebook post that the weather was hazy that day. But as he approached the village, he saw a hole open up in the clouds. Fox wrote that, quote, made me think David must want to come home. Tears fell from the pilot's eyes as he circled the village before landing. In Kong, health aide Marcy Daniel had asked people to remember David, a former police officer, by wearing blue.
The family and friends can't gather for the usual singing and gathering with the grieving family. So that made me want to try and do something.
She also asked people to wear purple for Bertha Black, the first person in Kongiganak who died from COVID-19. Purple was Bertha's favorite color. Then Marcy went around town taking pictures of people dressed in blue and purple and uploaded them to a Facebook group called In Loving Memory of David Peter Akfang Ivan. Hundreds of people in the village and around the region participated. When David's body arrived in Kongiganak, Marcy asked people to feast within their households.
With dessert.
Tribal police officers in Kongiganak, David's former co-workers, were there at the airport to pick up his body. Chief Leanne Miller said David was someone the community could always count on.
He was a good cop. I looked up to him. He was always there and always positive.
The TPOs were the only ones actually present for the burial of David Akfang Ivan. But even though family and friends couldn't be there, they found ways to say goodbye. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
One of Royal Caribbean International's largest ships won't be deployed to Alaska in 2021. The 4,900-passenger Quantum of the Seas was scheduled to make its maiden voyage to Alaska this year, but Royal Caribbean announced Thursday that the megaship would remain in the Asia-Pacific, where it's homeported in Singapore. It's the latest in a string of early cancellations that are chipping away at Southeast Alaska's cruise season, a major engine of the region's visitor economy. Norwegian Cruise Lines and Carnival Corporation subsidiaries Pruse Cruises and Holland America Lines have already canceled their early 2021 sailings. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention still discourages cruising with its highest risk rating. This season, it will allow cruise ships to return if they meet local and federal protocols. Alaska's coastal communities are still establishing COVID-19 mitigation plans so they can be ready for cruise ship passengers when they return. RCI still plans to send three of its megaships to Alaska, the Ovation of the Seas, the Radiance of the Seas, and the Serenade of the Seas. In other news, Pebble Limited Partnership has filed an appeal with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers asking the agency to reconsider its application to build an open-pit gold mine in upstream from Bristol Bay. In November, the Army Corps rejected the application, saying the mine would not comply with the Clean Water Act. The mine would be built on state land, but dredging and filling in federal waters and wetlands requires a permit from the Corps. This is KTOO News, Juneau.